Joy Breakfast with the Murphys this morning, just on 8:30, and Anna Murphy, very lucky to have in the studio with us.
I can't believe this.
It's become a little zoo in here.
Sorry, we've got a lot of things going on because we've got three little kittens.
We've got three little kitty cats
walking around all over the desk. So I've lost the plot.
Yeah, absolutely. We have with us the owner and CEO of Second Chance Animal Rescue, Marissa De Battista.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
Good morning.
So
good morning.
Happy to be here.
Oh, thank you so much for coming in and bringing these beautiful little kittens.
You should see the craziness right now. There are kittens and ping pong balls everywhere.
Yes.
I don't even know where the ping pong balls came
from.
Yeah,
that's something, you know, it's so a special
good.
Talent of mine.
Love it.
Now, tell us about Second Chance Animal Shelter Rescue.
Yeah, so we're based in Craigieburn in the northern suburbs of Melbourne. We have over 180 to 200 animals in our care at the moment. We run lots of outreach programs for people who need help taking care of their animals. We rescue, rehabilitate animals in need, and we just love pets.
Yeah, now you started this when
I
you
did.
Were 12?
Oh, was no, it? Not when I...
No.
I'm
12
like,
years
12?
Ago.
Yes.
It's on the run sheet.
Oh, no, so it's just says 12 years
no,
old.
The actual organisation's like, okay. 12 years old.
Oh, I don't feel 12. I feel closer to 112. I started this organisation nearly 14 years ago now.
Okay.
It's our 15th birthday next year in my lounge room, actually, and now we are into our second animal shelter and... quite a few staff, hundreds of volunteers and lots of animals in need.
Yeah, and now you were telling me that it's like, how many are you getting a day?
Oh, nearly 20 to 30 animals come in every single day. But the hardest part is we do a lot of pet outreach work. So a lot of the phone calls we get and emails we get are from people that are facing hardship that actually need help to care for their animals. So a lot of the work we do is preventative and actually trying to keep people and their pets together. In homes and animals not entering the pound in the first place.
Yeah, so you're looking for people to actually take on the animals for a couple of hours a day or a couple of hours a week, or what's the go?
So we've got a couple of staff in our team, but we need volunteers. Volunteers are the backbone of what we do. So we need people over Christmas and beyond to take animals into their homes and take animals into foster care. So the more animal foster carers we have, the more animals we can save.
Yep.
We need people to
so
come
cats
in.
Cats and dogs?
Dogs
or
and
the,
cats, yep. Correct, yeah. Yep. So little kittens like these guys here, puppies, adults, seniors, you name it, we've got
So
it.
Can someone come, if they want to be a volunteer and they go, okay, I'm gravitating towards the older dog or whatever, they can sort of choose what they want to take on board?
Yeah, we will help you find the right fit. So we won't just be like, here, take whatever we've got. We'll make the right fit for you. It's got to work for the person and the animal. We need people to come into our shelter over Christmas and beyond to help us take care of the animals in need, help us pack pet food for people that need pet food, a number of different things, admin work. There's so many things that people could help with. But
that seems like a lot of animals, 20 to 30 coming in every day.
Look, it depends. Hopefully, where the plan is not to take them all into the facility. This is why foster carers are so important.
Yep.
And we aim to then try and keep a lot of those animals with their owners by that outreach support.
What's
as well.
The time length that you give an animal in the shelter to...
They're with us for ongoing. Yeah, so this is why we need
How big's the facility?
Not big. This is why we need people to help. They literally help us keep animals alive. When we're full, we're full. We can't take on anymore.
Yep.
So we need the community to help.
Right, well, we have so many people who love animals out there.
Can people donate as well if they can't donate their time or their home?
You can't donate time, donating financially, even if it's a couple of dollars, right now is probably the hardest time that we've ever faced, to be honest, at Second Chance Animal Rescue. So many people need help and funds are just dwindling. So we have our Christmas appeal happening at the moment, hopefortheholidays.com.au.
Yeah.
You can go to our website or to that link and you can have a look at what we're doing. But any donations literally will help us stay alive and help us save animals like these guys today.
So good. Which one's licking my foot at the moment?
That's Hampton. We've got Hampton, Dallas.
What a tongue you have, Hampton.
Oh, dear.
It's crazy.
There's a little grey one over there that I've given strict instructions I'm not allowed to go home with the cat.
Oh, I didn't hear you very well.
No,
was that you wanted to adopt?
No.
It's so funny because
I've got two at home that would be like mortified.
When Marissa turned up with the cage, I'm like, get me the Telfast quick. But I'm actually doing quite well.
You're doing
very well. I hear that you have a special name for your dog.
Oh, Dawson Henry Bouvier Cooper Murphy. Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah. Well, I know. I mean,
it's actually animal cruelty, and we're
special.
Going to report him.
Oh, no. Well, look, we don't do that. We tried to prevent that from happening. If you need some assistance, please come and see me.
Well,
these
little ones are the cutest thing ever.
Oh,
and who wouldn't
so
want
cute.
To have one in your house?
And so these will be up for adoption?
They will be on our website in a week's time, up for adoption. So people can head to our website at secondchanceanimalrescue.com.au and have a look at the animals that we've currently got ready.
Okay.
They can look at volunteering or foster care opportunities. You can donate to our Christmas appeal. feel. Any help is fantastic and will honestly keep us going to be able to help people and animals in need.
Amazing. Oh, well, listen, thank you so much for bringing me on this morning.
I'm going to have
another cuddle. What's the email address again? So the website to go to again?
So if people jump onto hopefortheholidays.com.au, they can have a look at our Christmas appeal, and our website is secondchanceanimalrescue.com.au.
Well, listen, thank you so much for your time this morning. And see you, kitty cats.
Bye. Bye. Meow.